What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's 8 a.m. Eastern, June the 5th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $26,770. ETH is up slightly at $1,869. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $300.
At Outback Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center-cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry in to Outback Steakhouse where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
Former regulator Richard Ting has been appointed to oversee Binance's regional markets outside the U.S., positioning him as a potential successor to CEO CZ. The move comes as CZ looks to reduce his ownership of Binance US in an effort to appease US regulators. Ting's experience as a regulator will be valuable as Binance aims to address enforcement actions related to its early years. Ting downplayed speculation about his taking over as CEO, but CZ has previously mentioned having a succession plan in place. Well, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York has agreed to return $550,000 in donations it received from SBF and FTX. The donations were made by FTX's U.S. entity West Realm Shires Services in March and May of last year. The museum has agreed to return the funds in full without further litigation, according to court filings. FTX, now under management, is seeking the return of the donations in order to repay creditors, which may include significant political donations. A Montenegro court has approved Terra founder Do Kwon's bail request of €400,000 in his passport forgery case. This comes after a previous approval was annulled by a higher court due to a lack of sufficient assessment of Kwon's finances. Kwon and a traveling partner have been in custody since March. South Korea and the U.S. have requested Kwon's extradition to face criminal charges. Kwon will appear in court in 10 days, and the prosecution has 3 days to appeal the bail decision. And finally, over the weekend, Atomic Wallet, a centralized storage and wallet service, experienced a breach resulting in the theft of approximately $35 million worth of various tokens, including Bitcoin, ETH, Tether, Dogecoin, Litecoin, BNB, and Polygon. Atomic Wallet stated that less than 1% of its monthly active users were impacted by the attack, with the last drained transaction occurring on Saturday. The company is currently investigating the incident and has asked affected users to provide information for their investigations. Some users reported that their crypto wallet was stolen after a recent software update. Notably, others claim to have been impacted without updating to the latest version. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.